tomorrow never dies. We could also say, tomorrow never comes, and there is always tomorrow. But you and I never do anything tomorrow, because all of a sudden, overnight, tomorrow becomes today. Tomorrow is still there. It always exists, and so it never dies. But we can never reach it. You and I should never plan to do something tomorrow, or tell anyone something will happen or arrive tomorrow. Now, of course, most people assume or understand tomorrow means the next day. But that's the same, because there's always a next day, as just a tomorrow, it turns into today. Often, deciding to do something tomorrow is simply procrastination, or just not being ready to carry out some activity we need to undertake to meet an objective. It can also be a technique we use to put somebody off, maybe because they're asking us to do something we don't really want to do. Putting stuff off until tomorrow demonstrates a lack of discipline, and I admit I do it myself far too often, usually by shifting items on my daily plan one column to the right, which is rather too easy to do, particularly if it's a repeat item. As an example, I started writing this today, putting it off from yesterday. What's the answer? To overcome this creeping procrastination and lapse of personal discipline, what you and I should do is define the day. If we don't need or want to do it today, then we should promise ourselves or others to do it, whatever it is, on a certain day or preferably date. We could say, I'll do it on Tuesday, but that would still leave it open to the question, which Tuesday? Here's the thing. Define the day, the date, day, month, and year, and make a promise to yourself, whatever it is, will be done or finished and delivered by then. Remember, tomorrow is never only a day away.